Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1367 in the railing. It's shir number 519. Getting back to our halachas brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of negovaser, or in general, washing one's hands, when there's a chiyuv to wash one's hands, when not, when it's only a good thing, and so on. So the question comes up in reference to if somebody touched their ear. Sometimes a person scratches their ear or their nose. Sometimes a person blows their nose, and, you know, possibly from the ear, the wax or mucus from the nose. Is there a chiyuv? Obviously, with the hygienical, for hygienical purposes, one should be very careful to wash their hands. That's the right thing to do. But halacha lemaisa, as far as being able to make a bracha and so on, saying Hashem's name, is there a halachic issue as far as that, as, you know, just like when somebody touches covered parts of the body or something like that? So in reference to touching one's ear and nose, the question is, do they have to wash their hands after it, you know, they do it? So in general, one does not, lemaisa, one does not, many places can hold, one does not have to wash their hands with water after touching, you know, wax from the ear, let's say, or mucus from the nose or something along those lines. For example, if one blew their nose and inadvertently they touched some of the mucus, you know, a person blows their nose, sometimes have a cold especially, so one does not have to, according to halacha, again, wash their hands with water. For hygienical purposes, one should always wash their hands when doing such an action. According to halacha, in order to cleanse one's hands, it's good enough if somebody, they'll just wipe their hands in a cloth or rub their hands on some earth or something along those lines in order to remove the dirt itself. Again, the whole issue is dirt over here. There's no issue over here of ruach ra at all. However, according to some authorities, there are some authorities, there are some opinions that who's taka state that one who inserts a finger into an ear or a nose or something along those lines is taka obligated to wash their hands, just like touching a covered part of the body. So according to this view, washing the hands once would be sufficient. Like we said, it's not a question over here of ruach ra. This is due to the fact that the issue over here is cleanliness and not ruach ra. So therefore, one time would be fine to wash the hands. I don't know if to actually wash it three times. In general, even the Poskim, even according to the Poskim, Hutaka say that one should, one halachically, there's a halachic obligation to wash the hands, even they'll say one time over here is enough. And others say that you don't have to, and it's, you know, it's just enough. You want to get, just to get by, so to say, to rub your hands on something, that would be fine, but be it as it may, but halacha lemaisa, like they say, there's no, you know, major issue. But you know, this is, again, this is a little bit hypothetical because of the fact that it's really more in theory, because if this, the fact does happen for hygienical purposes anyways, one should be very careful to wash their hands in general. But we do always want to, you know, try and find out halacha lemaisa what has to be done. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.